الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وبعد، عن عثمان ابن حنيف رضي الله عنه أن رجلا ضرير البصر أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: أدعو الله أن يعافيني. قال: إن شئت دعوت لك، وإن شئت أخرت ذاك فهو خير. فقال: ادعه. فأمره صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يتوضأ فيحسن وضوءه، فيصلي ركعتين ويدعو بهذا الدعاء: اللهم إني أسألك وأتوجه إليك بنبيك محمد نبي الرحمة، يا محمد إني توجهت بك إلى ربي في حاجتي هذه فتقضى لي، اللهم فشفعه في وشفعني فيه. قال: ففعل الرجل فبرئ. This hadith was collected by Imam Al-Albani رحمه الله in his book التوسل, invocation to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. It has an authentic chain of narration. Al-Albani also stated that Imam Ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah, Imam At-Tabarani rahimahullah, and Imam Al-Hakim in Al-Mustadrak rahimahullah collected this authentic hadith. Uthman Ibn Hunayf, may Allah be pleased with him, said that a blind man came to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, invoke Allah to cure me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, if you wish, I will invoke for you, and if you wish, I delay that because it is better. The man said, invoke. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered the man to make wudu, wash up for prayer, and make it a good wudu. Then perform a 2-rak'ah prayer, and then invoke with this supplication: O Allah, I ask you and turn to you through your Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet of Mercy. O Muhammad, I seek your intercession with my Lord for my need so that it is fulfilled for me. O Allah, grant his shafa'a on my behalf and grant me shafa'a on his behalf. The man did, and his sight was restored. A miracle. As we stated, Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah graded this hadith authentic from the grade Sahih and stated that Ibn Khuzaymah, At-Tabarani, and Al-Hakim collected this authentic hadith. Let's go back to the hadith. Because this hadith has been used by those who are fascinated with invoking something instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly, either by committing a bid'ah or making a false claim like in here about this hadith to justify their creed about this issue, about the invocation. We mentioned before that so many Muslims today, and have been for centuries, they're fascinated with invoking others besides Allah. Now, invoking Allah with the jah status, the position, the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Allah is not shirk. There is no doubt about it. It isn't shirk. But it is not from the sunnah. They keep bringing this hadith to justify invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the jah honor, status of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is no doubt that the status, the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with Allah is magnificent. All of the prophets and messengers of Allah have a mighty status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the best of the best of the best among human beings. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the best of the prophets and messengers. May Allah's honor, mercy, and forgiveness be on, with, and around all of the prophets of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, except that our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has a higher status. They're all the same. They have great honor with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, is it justified for those who invoke Allah with the jah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to do so? Where is the evidence? They bring this hadith, the hadith about the blind man, when he's the blind man. Let's explain the hadith because it's very important. Please listen to the hadith. Please listen to what the hadith says. عن عثمان ابن حنيف رضي الله عنه. What did he say? أن رجلا ضرير البصر أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال, that a blind man came to the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, أدعو الله أن يعافيني, invoke Allah that he cures me, meaning from blindness. He goes to the top. These companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they know how to make the best kind of dua. These companions of Muhammad radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, he says, ud'u Allah an yu'afiyani, invoke Allah to cure me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and gave him the option. Two options, one better than the other. إن شئت دعوت لك, if you wish, I'll invoke Allah for you. The meaning here, إن شئت دعوت لك, وإن شئت أخرت ذاك فهو خير. If you wish, I delay that. Meaning, I'm not gonna invoke Allah for you. فهو خير, it's better for you to stay blind and get tremendous rewards for being patient until he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the benefits of being patient will be tremendous with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the meaning here. If you wish, I'll make the invocation on your behalf to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you wish, I'll delay that, meaning I'm not gonna make dua. If you wish, فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ, because it's better, meaning for you. So what did the man say? I'm going to invoke Allah with your jah, with your status. Look what he, listen. He said, invoke Allah to cure me. Allahu Akbar. He went to the best man on earth during that time, and during any time. Invoke Allah for me, to cure me. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam always, always answers the calls of his companions to him to invoke Allah. The good days. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to the man, إن شئت دعوت لك, if you wish, I'll invoke Allah for you. The meaning, وَإِنْ شِئْتَ أَخَّرْتُ ذَاكَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ, and if you wish, I'll delay that. It is better. What did the man choose? فَقَالَ أُدْعُهُ أَلِفْ دَالْ عَيْنْ هَا. So what's the request here? أُدْعُهُ, invoke Allah for me. He didn't say, don't tire yourself, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to just invoke Allah with your jah. There's nothing here. That's not the topic. The man chose this. Ud'uhu. Invoke Allah. It's all about an invocation. A dua. Ud'uhu. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed him the best way to make dua to Allah in this situation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered the man to prepare himself to be at a higher status and level, to be closer to making an accepted dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the tools? فَأَمَرَهُ أَنْ يَتَوَضَّأَ. So he ordered the blind man to make wudu. Like, you know, he makes wudu for salah. أَنْ يَتَوَضَّأَ فَيُحْسِنُ وُضُوءَهُ. And then makes the wudu excellent, nice. Take care, make it a good wudu. فَيُصَلِّيَ رَكْعَتَيْن. Then prays two rak'ah. ويدعو بهذا الدعاء, and invoke Allah with this invocation. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma inni as'aluka. Oh Allah, I invoke you. I ask you. وأتوجه إليك, and direct my invocation, my dua to you. وأتوجه إليك, and invoke you بنبيك, through your prophet Muhammad, the prophet of mercy. بنبيك محمد نبي الرحمة. So he asked Allah, or the dua is to ask Allah, or Allah, I ask you, and direct my dua to you by mentioning Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي الرحمة. يا محمد إني توجهت بك إلى ربي في حاجتي هذه فتقضى لي. أو محمد, I direct my situation, my request to Allah, to my Rabb, through you, so that my need is fulfilled for me. Allahumma, oh Allah, fashaffi'hu fiyya, accept his intercession, his shafa'a, on my behalf. Oh Allah, accept Muhammad's shafa'a, intercession with you on my behalf. وَشَفِّعْنِي فِيهِ, and accept my shafa'a on behalf of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you accept his invocation to you for me, his shafa'a for me. قَالَ فَفَعَلَ الرَّجُلُ فَبَرِئَ. And the man did what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him to do, and became cured. I'm looking at the hadith. عن عثمان بن حنيف أن رجلا ضرير البصر أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أدعو الله أن يعافيني. قال إن شئت دعوت لك, وإن شئت أخرت ذاك فهو خير. فقال ادعه. فأمره أن يتوضأ فيحسن وضوءه فيصلي ركعتين ويدعو بهذا الدعاء. اللهم إني أسألك وأتوجه إليك بنبيك محمد النبي الرحمة. يا محمد إني توجهت بك إلى ربي في حاجتي هذه فتقضى لي. اللهم فشفعه في وشفعني فيه. فقال ففعل الرجل فبرئ. So what's the request here? He comes to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, invoke Allah to cure me. The whole thing is about dua. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As you can tell from this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was alive. It's not after his death. During his life, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, did not stay at home and invoke Allah with the jah of Muhammad. No. They know how to make dua. Wallah, they knew how to make dua. They know how to make dua. And those who follow their way, they know how to make dua. He went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam during his lifetime and said, "Oh Allah, shaffi'hu fiyya wa shaffi'ni fih." Did he invoke Allah with the jah of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? فَشَفِّعْهُ فِيَّا. And then he invoked Allah with his own jah to accept the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on his behalf. No. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in answer to the request for dua from the blind man to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure him, ادعو الله أن يعافيني, he gave him the options, two options. Both are excellent, one better than the other. If you wish, I'll invoke for you as you requested, the meaning. If you wish, I'm not going to do that. It's better. فقال ادعوه, he said, invoke Allah. So the whole hadith is about what? Dua. ادعو الله, ادعوه. Invoke Allah, the option, ud'uhu. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave instructions to the blind man to make the best kind of dua he can. Allahu Akbar. Ordered him to make wudu, wash up for the salah, make it a good wudu, an excellent wudu. فَيُحْسِنُ wudu'ahu. Then pray two rak'ah. Then invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this invocation. Allahumma inni as'aluk. O Allah, I invoke you. Wa atawajjahu ilayka. And send my intention, my dua to you through your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Through what? His dua. ادعو الله ادعوه واتوجه اليك بنبيك محمد. So I send my dua to you by also mentioning the dua of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, your prophet, نبي الرحمة. So he's asking Allah, Allah, I invoke you through the dua of my prophet, your prophet Muhammad, نبي الرحمة صلى الله عليه وسلم. So, and he then asked Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا محمد إني توجهت بك إلى ربي في حاجتي هذه فتقضى لي. Oh Muhammad, I direct my dua to Allah through you with regards to this need of mine so that it is fulfilled for me. Meaning what? Oh Muhammad, make dua for me. Because through your dua, I hope that it will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will fulfill my need for me. Through your dua. It's all about dua. Tawajjahtu bika, meaning tawajjahtu bidu'aika ila Allah. I take your dua, direct it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make my dua through your dua so that Allah accepts my dua. And here is the thing here in the, like, the key words. The whole hadith is a key for tawheed. The key words, Allahumma fashaffi'hu fiyya wa shaffi'ni fih. So they say, the man, the blind man, invoked Allah with the jah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Allah, the status he has with Allah. Where? Allahumma fashafi'ahu fiyya, oh Allah, grant him shafa'ah on my behalf. Look what he said after that, وَشَفِّعْنِي فِيهَا, and grant me shafa'ah on his behalf. So he invoked Allah also through his own jah to accept the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who can understand this? Who can understand this? Who? Wallah. The whole hadith is about dua. Ud'u Allah an yu'afiyani. Ud'uhu. Make wudu. Pray two rak'ah. Invoke Allah. Oh Allah, I ask you and I direct my dua to you through your prophet Muhammad, Nabi al-Rahma, meaning through his dua, because he said, Ud'uhu. Ya Muhammad, oh Muhammad, please make the dua I requested from you. This is the meaning here. Inni tawajjahtu bika, I direct you, meaning your dua, ila Rabbi, to my Rabb, about my need, so that it is fulfilled for me. Then he sealed the dua by saying, Allahumma fashafi'ahu fiyya, oh Allah, accept Muhammad's shafa'ah, intercession through his dua on my behalf, through his dua to you, and accept my dua to you to accept his dua. وَشَفِّعْنِي فِيهِ. Allahu Akbar. Is absolutely nothing in this hadith that talks about the jah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's all about dua from beginning to end. And his statement, فَشَفِّعْهُ فِيَّ وَشَفِّعْنِي فِيهِ, accept his shafa'ah for me on my behalf with you, and accept my shafa'ah to you on his behalf, so that you accept his dua. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invoked Allah for the blind man as he promised. So the man did his part, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him how to do it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfilled the request for the blind man, because he said, if you wish, I'll make a dua for you. And the man said, ud'uhu, invoke Allah. And Rasulullah did it. So the two men here, the best man of all time, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiyur Rahmah, told him how to do it, and he invoked Allah on the man's behalf. And he told the man how to do his dua in the best way possible, as we described. And then the man said, oh Allah, accept his shafa'ah on my behalf, accept my shafa'ah on his behalf. So how can it be invoking Allah by the status of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No, it's about invoking Allah with the dua of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Allah. You can't get a better kind of dua on your behalf than the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Allah. And the man did what the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to do. And the proof that it is a miracle that Allah accepted the dua of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on behalf of the blind man, and accepted the dua of the blind man to Allah on behalf of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to accept Muhammad's dua, accepted, fulfilled, and the man got cured from blindness. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. آمنت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا والحمد لله رب العالمين.